The fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you. Join in on the conversation. It is NBA Talk. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always go to our radio website, yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Check out all of our amazing hosts. Well, right now we're going one-on-one with Steve Kyler with Basketball Insiders. He is the publisher, does a great job. And right now, let's transition. Let's head over to the Memphis Grizzlies, a blue-collar type team. And it was so interesting. I was listening the other day, was talking about, is this a team that can grind to glory? I mean, they're an old school type of team. Can they do it?
You know, the one thing about Memphis that I like is they've been here before. You know, we talk about kind of the path and the trials and tribulations that teams have to go through in order to get the experience to be a championship. You almost have to fall down a few times before you can win. It's very rare that kind of that first-time team goes all the way through. It's happened, but more times than not, you're going to lose that first couple of series before you win them. And the fact that Memphis has been to the Western Conference Finals with this group of guys, the fact that they are such a well-knit and defined unit, they really are that kind of very special team, you know, that really just trusts each other. And the fact that they have so much experience with each other, I think, helps. The trade for Jeff Green has absolutely been the missing piece. He's such an interchangeable and versatile part of what they do. And, you know, they, too, have this amazing bench unit that they can just start running waves of guys at you and really just challenge you to do things you don't want to do. And when they decide to put the half-court defense on you, it's not a pretty thing. You know, they really do grind teams to death, not only with their physicality, but just with their precision. You know, they're one of the best in the NBA at really kind of mapping out what you do and really starting to take parts away from you. San Antonio is very much like that, where they figure out the three or four things you really want to do, and they're going to take two of them off the board in how they defend you and really make you beat them doing things you don't like to do. And, you know, that's one of those things that if you can beat me off your left foot, I'll be more than happy to do that, but I'm not going to let you beat me off the right foot. And they're really good at understanding that and executing that as a team.
How big of a win was that against Chicago on the road at this point in the season? Because Memphis, they'd gone through a little bit of a lull.
You know, the 82-game season is the great equalizer. It really does kind of let the top, you know, float to the top and the middle float to the middle. And there are some games in the season, especially when you talk about, you know, 3 games in 4 nights or back-to-backs or, you know, your 5th game in 10 days that, you know, really test you. And I think, you know, this Bulls team certainly isn't what, you know, at full strength, you know, missing Jimmy Butler, missing, you know, a Derrick Rose, but, you know, a win, especially against a team that's as good as you are defensively and as good as you are in terms of execution, is always a good thing. And I think when you look at Memphis, you know, especially in the race for the West, where, you know, I think it's going to come down to, you look at kind of the standings now, you know, 6 games separates between second place and 7th place.
It's crazy.
It's kind of crazy how bunched up everything is. So when you can get a win against an Eastern Conference team, that just helps you secure your own home court. And that's going to be a big thing for Memphis, is making sure that they have home court as frequently as possible, because going into Memphis, especially when that crowd is behind them, is a really tough place to play.
Who would you like to see them in that first round matchup?
You know, again, I think just from a pure, it's going to be, you know, fun away from the game, is probably the L.A. Clippers. But, you know, kind of where the matchup is at right now, it's Memphis and San Antonio, and I think that matchup is pretty interesting. San Antonio has had Memphis's number for a while. You know, no matter how well Memphis has played, San Antonio's had the key to that combination. And it getting past them, I think, especially if they can do it in the first round, you talk about getting confidence and momentum, you know, getting over that one team you can't seem to beat, you know, certainly sets Memphis up for a really good run. And I think the number 2 spot for them is really interesting, just in how that kind of maps out, because, you know, 2 will play 7 and then you'll play, you know, 4 or 5. And I think those matchups both really favor, at least how they're seated now, how they would favor Memphis in terms of getting all the way to the Western Conference and having a chance to be in the NBA Finals.
Basketball Insiders publisher Steve Kyler with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, you bring up the Spurs. This is a season where they have faced a ton of adversity. They've battled through injuries, but they're getting hot at the right time. And I tell you what, Tony Parker, he is looking like his all-star form himself.
You know, it's funny, I was asked earlier in the week by somebody, was this the year that San Antonio's done? You know, are we going to see them, like, You know, I have learned over a long period of time never, ever to bet against the San Antonio Spurs. You always lose. You know, they are such a calculating team. They are such a defined group in terms of their process, both offensively and defensively, in terms of how they prepare. You know, I think when the word playoffs gets stenciled on the floor, you're going to see a very different Spurs team than you saw even 3 weeks ago. And, you know, they know how to bring it. They know what to do. Again, very precise in terms of their execution.
Right.
And I think that they have that resume of a team that just knows how to do it and do it the right way.
Steve, what teams are sputtering down the stretch right now?
You know, you got to wonder if you know, I think the biggest ones are probably in the Eastern Conference. When you look at, you know, Toronto has had a gambling defense their entire season. You know, they're just not playing defensively as well as they should, and, you know, they're falling backwards. Washington hit on some real tough times, you know, after the All-Star break. I don't think the extended break helped them at all. You know, you kind of look at Milwaukee, you know, after making the trades and moving off Brandon Knight, who was having an All-Star year for them. You know, as good as Michael Carter-Williams has been, you know, in the short term, they're not winning as many games, so they're starting to stumble a little bit. You know, there was a bit of a run there where you thought, you know, maybe some of these teams like Detroit or Orlando or Brooklyn were going to kind of get into the bottom of the playoff discussion, but all three of those teams have really kind of settled into kind of what I would say is who they are. They're just on the outside of the playoff bubble uh-huh. looking in. But I think those are the teams more so in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. A lot of the teams in the Western Conference, especially in the playoff hunt, are really starting to look good. And when you look at what New Orleans is doing at the bottom, they're playing exceptional. I think maybe the underachiever in the West is probably Phoenix, but again, for the same reason, you know, you trade away four point guards at the trade deadline and bring back a guy that's only had one practice with you at this point in the season, you know, you're probably not going to be as tight-knit and unified as you'd like to be.
Never enough time when we're visiting with Basketball Insider's publisher, Steve Kyler, does an outstanding job. Be sure and check out his work. One more time, Steve, tell the listeners where they can go.
Sure, you can check us out at basketballinsiders.com or on Twitter at @BBallInsiders. If you're looking for NBA news, anything that's going on in the NBA, we've got you covered.
Thank you so much, Steve, for joining us. Enjoy all the games this weekend. Thank you.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and join us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports. We will be right back.